Hi, I'm Nancy Stagnita, instructor of flute at Interlochen Arts Academy, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Nancy. We'll be hearing more from Interlochen flute instructor Nancy Stagnita because it is Flute Week Thursday on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll have one more hint for our flute quizlet coming up later in the show. Today, Nancy and I are talking about the best way to greet your flute the first time you pick it up for the day. So Nancy, say you're waking up and saying good morning to your flute. How do you warm up on your flute?
Well, the most important thing is to warm up the body and get the breath moving in the right way, and it feels good. So for me, every day when I pick my flute up for the first time, I do sort of whatever comes to me first, and then I get down to business with my normal routine. So that might look something like this.
See, that's just the first thing that just pops into your head. It's so beautiful. Can we kind of do a run of the body and how the different areas
Sure.
of the body affect the flute?
Absolutely. I really believe it's a head to toe, toe to head, complete body endeavor to play the flute, because the body, the human body, is just as much part of the instrument as the actual flute itself. So just like the silver or gold makes a difference, not only our physique and our build, but also the way we use our body, the way we balance and structure our posture, the way we angle the flute, the knowledge of the anatomy of how the breathing works, how the resonance inside the body works, all of that has a lot to do with what actually comes out of the instrument and what travels to an audience in a concert hall. How you arrange your torso, so to speak, with the rib cage lifted, how you resonate in your chest, keeping the throat open, keeping the tongue from getting in the way of the sound production, keeping all of the resonating chambers in the head open, and then, of course, forming an embouchure, which is your mouth position, the last place the air passes through before it actually leaves your body and hits the blowing edge of the flute, and that's what creates the sound. So there's a lot to know there. And we haven't even gotten to the arms and the hand position and where the fingers go on the keys and all of that, too.
A lot of our music this week is being performed by our friend Nancy Stagnita. And today we're going to hear a piece of music by Gabriel Fauré. Nancy, what are we about to hear?
This is the Fantasy by Gabriel Fauré. And there's a historical importance to this piece, not only for the flute, but also for me. And I will say, and I'll show you, Kate, I'm playing from my high school copy, which has my high school teacher's markings on it, which are many. And it's always so fascinating for me to look at this piece of music and see what I was working on that I'm now helping my own students work on. So there's that aspect that's personal, but from a flute standpoint, one of the great innovators of the modern flute is Theobald Boehm, and he devised the system of keys that we currently use, and that happened right before this piece was written, and Fauré was asked to write this piece to showcase the new mechanism of the flute. So we sort of take it for granted now that it's playable, but at this point, when that happened in history, it would have been a very challenging thing for flutists to learn not only the new mechanism of the flute, but then this absolutely fantastic piece.
Oh, cool. So let's try out this newfangled flute and see what it does.
Thank you.
That was Nancy Stagnita, Interlochen Arts Academy instructor of flute, performing that fantasy by Gabriel Fauré for what was at the time a new and improved version of the flute. Susan Snyder played the piano. Thank you, ladies. All right, kids commuters, time to check in with our flute quizlet this week. Nancy Stagnita and I asking you to identify this instrument. Let's review our hints. Hint number one, Nancy.
It's the highest pitched instrument in the woodwind family.
What's hint number two?
It was used a lot in military bands.
And what's our final hint?
Its name means small.
Name this small instrument. Send the answer in a text with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get it right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. And we'll answer this Quizlet for you tomorrow. Okay, I'm Kate Botello. That's it for today's Kids Commute. We'll see you next time.
Interlochen Public Radio.